And now for the weekend. It's time for Fresno's annual Swede Fest, where amateurs and sometimes expert filmmakers take their favorite movies and remake them with friends and family, and lots of household props. Today I'm speaking with Rocky Rodriguez. He's one of the founders of Swede Fest. Welcome.
Hello, hi.
So I hear Swede Fest and I think, oh, this must be a Scandinavian film festival. But that's not it, right?
It is not. No, that's a very common misconception because of the name of the type of films that we'll be showing.
So what's the connection to Sweden?
So in 2008, there was a movie directed by Michel Gondry called Be Kind, Rewind. And in the movie, these guys run a video store, an old school VHS store. They accidentally erase all the VHS tapes, and so they have a loyal following, and in order to kind of, you know, keep the people that come to the video store to rent movies to keep coming, they decide to like remake the movies themselves for, you know, the neighborhood. And because it takes them a little while to actually make them, once they come in and request, you know, a certain movie, their way of kind of explaining it is that these are, and They're Swedish versions of the film, and that's why they're a little off, and that's why they're kind of homemade. It's just that's the thing that came out, their idea to kind of explain it. So the term Sweded comes from the movie, so we kind of took that concept and kind of just ran with it.
So you started it with Brian Harley, who is the executive director of CMAC. But why did you start it?
So in 2008, there was I just kind of moved back into town. And I just like loved films, and there wasn't a film community here in Fresno, really, at least that people that were kind of collaborating and talking to each other yet. And that was the time of like blogs and stuff like that. So I had a blog at the time and talking about film, and I just saw Be Kind, Rewind. I was kind of inspired by that, and in the film they create these Swedish movies, and it kind of brings the community together. So I kind of took the idea, and I made a Swede video of Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. I'm sorry, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I put it up on our blog, and on the blog, and I was just like, here, Fresno, like, that I made this. See if you guys can do any better. Like, I know you guys, you know, I wanted to kind of see who, I know there's people out there that love film as much as I do. So I put it out there, and we got a, you know, pretty all right response. But then I was approached by William Raines from Corridor 2122 in downtown Fresno. He's like, you know what you should do is like turn this into a festival, and you can come do it at the art gallery as part of the art gallery. And I thought that was a great idea. So from that, we just kind of put something together in a few months, and we had our first Swede Fest in downtown Fresno in 2008.
So you two are the first to do a Swede Festival.
Yes.
But others are doing it now?
Yeah. So subsequent as we've done our entries for our entries, Brian and I's entries for the festival, we've been lucky and gotten some national recognition over the time with some of our entries. And so a few years ago, we did a Swede trailer of the Avengers movie. So it got kind of picked up by a lot of the Hollywood people that actually worked on the film, and Hollywood Reporter did a story on it. NPR picked it up for its morning edition, did a story on it. So from there, we ended up getting a lot of interest from outside the area. So we have now satellite festivals in West Palm Beach in Florida. And we've had some as far as in Edinburgh, New England. So now there's one in Pittsburgh. So there's all these Swede Fests that are popping up around the country and
Wow.
around the world.
So do you have the copyright on Swede Festival?
No, we didn't really want to. We just kind of wanted to make something for people to kind of go out and do stuff. So for us, it wasn't like, you know, something we wanted to like monetize or anything. For us, we were just kind of hoping to spread the gospel of filmmaking for, you know, communities around that are very similar to Fresno.
And have you been to all of these Swede festivals?
No, we have not. We've never really gone to any of ones, but, you know, we're hoping that eventually we'll make our way to go see what's going on all these different little festivals.
How many films have you Swede'd?
So Early on, Brian and I used to make our own Swedish films for the festival just because we were barely getting started and there weren't that many entries and awareness wasn't out there. So we each made one for the festival. But then, like, as we started growing, we just started collaborating on our own, and we've created one, at least one for every festival.
So how long does it take you to put together a Swede film?
So It for us, we kind of try to take it to the next level. We try to recreate movie trailers shot for shot, and we try to get it as close as possible using, you know, cardboard. And so we're taking these big Hollywood films, multi-million dollar, $100 million films, and trying to figure out how can we do this in my backyard using cardboard and stuff that we buy at the Dollar Tree. So we do take a lot of time to make it and to match it as close as possible. So it could take anywhere from, you know, we've done one as short as like maybe a month working on weekends and after work up to, you know, this one we took it a little bit slower. This took us basically like 4 months and we got a team of people that have just come together and, you know, collaborate and have fun and try to come up with these ideas of how do we replicate this, you know, $1 million shot in my backyard.
Wow. And I'm sure there are many entrants who don't spend as much time making films like you and Brian do. Do you accept all of them?
We do, as long as, so the thing with Sweet Fest is it's family friendly. It's a free event and it's family friendly. It's all ages. So as the two criteria that we have are that it's a family friendly film or video. I mean, we have people that have suited Pulp Fiction, R-rated films, but they've come up with creative ways to get around the violence and stuff like that. So that just adds to the humor of it. So as long as that meets the standards of being able to be shown at an all ages festival, then yeah, we accept all of them and we show all of them.
Would you say most of them are funny?
Yeah, I mean, most of them are because it's coming up with, you know, it's the creative problem solving that people come up with of like, how do I translate this, you know, this scene or whatever into like something I can shoot in my living room or with my casting, my mom and my dad in this film. So yeah, it's really great to see how people, the creative process kind of comes together of just like the problem solving of creating a film.
So Sweet Fest is going to run tonight at 7 p.m. at the Tower Theater. Tell us what kinds of films we'll be seeing.
So yeah, we got we have E.T., for instance, is one that we got this time. We have the Avengers Endgame superhero movies are big right now. So we have The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. We have Aroma Swede. So, you know, it's kind of like all across the board, and we have a lot of good ones coming in. And we also have some international entries, too. So a school reached out to us from London, and they got together, their video team got together and created three little films for us. And, yeah, so it's all over the place. Yeah, it's good.
So since you started doing it, how has the festival evolved?
Well, we started in downtown Fresno. In our gallery, we had 30 people show up for the first one, and we thought that was a huge success. So eventually what we wanted to do is take it to a movie theater, and luckily through our sponsors that we've gotten in the last couple of years with Fres Yes and Fresno Filmworks, they've allowed us to be able to go to a big movie theater, and we're at the classic, you know, Tower Theater in Fresno. So in that instance, we've been able to kind of showcase these films at a real theater. So the filmmakers get to kind of participate in the process from the very beginning of like how do we plan this movie to the very end of like you're going to your Hollywood premiere at a movie theater with a huge audience. So it was very important for us to get there. So the evolution of going from Art Gallery downtown Fresno to the Tower Theater with an audience of 500 people, it's been a crazy ride.
And for listeners who can't attend Sweet Fest, can they find the films online?
Yes, we will post them online at sweetfest.com after the event. And for our personal films that Brian and I have done for Dumb Drum, which is our production company, you can just go to dumbdrum.com and you can see all of our videos there.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much, Rocky.
Thank you for having me.